This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon and good evening. This is your host today, Walter Yerkew. Scoop will be in on the second half. Texted me this morning that he's going to chime in. He's got something going on, some family issues, and we wish him and his family well. And until we hear from him, it's going to be me. I'd like to take this opportunity here in the beginning of our show to remember 9/11 that occurred this past week. 17 years since that tragic day in New York, Pennsylvania, and Washington. So many heroes died. So many heroes gave their lives for others, to save others. And nearly 3,000 people lost their lives that day. That started a worldwide fight against terrorism. God bless them and their families. We're going to move on to the second story of our show is Hurricane Florence. We record the show a day early than you guys hear it. So Florence is making landfall, and it's a Category 2 hurricane, and it's hitting right smack on the North Carolina-South Carolina border, just above Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Their storm surge is unbelievable, and there's going to be a lot of damage and a lot of loss of property. Hopefully no loss of life. But last I saw, there were people on the beach yesterday taking selfies with their backs to the incoming storm and taking pictures of the pier getting wiped, getting smacked by waves and such. Well, I hope they did the smart thing and got out, but there's a lot of people that decided to stay since Category 1 from a 4 to a 2. Once it makes landfall, it's going to die out to a 1 and then a tropical storm, which is pretty damn hard, too. So the storm is huge. Big storm, powerful storm, and the surge of the ocean is going to follow. And by the time we air, a lot of loss of property, and hopefully, like I said, no loss of life. Most of the people, they closed down the highways to go one way out and away, north and west, for this storm to get people out. And a lot of people vacated, a lot of people evacuated out, and they're in the western Tennessee area, and the hotels are just filled around here, and extend their best wishes to them when they do get back. What I did see the other night was on my way into Chattanooga on Interstate 24 headed eastbound, like 800 miles, 700 miles away from the coast. But I saw a convoy of electrical trucks, utility trucks, the Tide trucks, you know, the ones that carry the washing machines and the dryers and stuff, and tree trimming trucks with the machines that chop up the branches and stuff on the back, all headed east. And right now they're probably around in the Asheville, North Carolina area to coordinate on how they're going to go in and where they're going to go. There's utility vehicles, like I just mentioned, coming from all over the west side of our country, going over there to get ready to help in the aftermath. it's well coordinated. The National Weather Service will let people know when it's safe to go in. The surges are supposed to be very, very high. We're looking at anywhere from 1 to 2 feet of rain falling, which is going to create even more flooding besides the surge. So right now, as we speak, as you hear listening to us on Saturday night right now, those people are headed in to help and search and rescue and assist out there. It'll be about a repeat from Katrina. And they'll have X's on the homes and stuff to make sure that they were checked out and there's nobody in there and nobody needed, the place was empty. So hopefully they'll survive this monstrous storm. And speaking of storms, we're going to move over to Puerto Rico real quick. Everybody knows the mayor, and I'm not going to say her name, of Puerto Rico was bashing Trump on how little help that was being sent. Well, that was untrue. The issue is that we send Puerto Rico money every year, a lot of money, and they never update or repair their infrastructure as it was before the storm that wiped Puerto Rico out last year. And this week, aerial views of bottled water stacked on the size of football fields, just laying there and sitting there untouched after it was dropped off last year. Mr. Trump was on the air the other night and showed how well the response was by boat, because there's and helicopter, because there's no other way to get there. You can't drive trucks over there. You can't get electrical trucks over there. You drive them over there. You got to get them over there by ship. And there was a lot of wasted help that we sent over as she's yelling at Mr. Trump and her $200 pumps. So we have an issue with Puerto Rico. Mr. Trump is trying to work that out. Also, the death toll that we were told was around 16 a month or so ago. Puerto Rico announced that it was more than 3,000. So we have, we'd like to get confirmation about that. So we have 3,000 deaths. We got to see some death certificates. We need some proof on that. And I'm sure we can also assist with that. And since the country is so washed out, where are these poor folks that perished in that storm? So, Puerto Rico is back in the limelight, and pretty much only because of Hurricane Florence. And we'll see what happens, what people say after Florence. I mean, Mr. Trump has been on this since the end of last week.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
What? Hey, we're back, 7-5 Radio. We were talking about Hurricane Florence before we left, and then the Puerto Rico mess with the storms that hit there last year and wiped out Puerto Rico. And, of course, you know, there'll be the left out there blaming the storm on Florence on Mr. Trump, because he's got that power just to circle his finger and whip up a storm. So I'm sure that'll be his fault. I'd like to talk about a local story that was a horror here in the Nashville area. And I know this Tennessee is close to Mr. Edwards, James Edwards, for the political cesspool heart. And I'm going to bring this up. There was an issue with a 17-year-old African-American boy was arrested and charged with the rape of a pregnant woman in her apartment. This is a top story down here. Google it. It's a horrible story. The kid was 16 when he raped her at the end of last week, last Thursday, I believe it was, a week ago Thursday. And then he turned 17 a couple of days later. He was arrested 4 days after this crime with her credit cards and her car. He was videoed going into the apartment building that he didn't live, broke into this woman's apartment, savagely raped her and assaulted her. She managed to break free, and somehow she jumped out her third story window. Okay, she's still in the hospital. It's unknown about her condition. They're keeping very confidential, which I believe is the right thing to do. I'm sure the newspapers and the local media have been trying to find out who she is, if the baby survived, and we hope the baby does survive. But this woman is scarred for life, no matter how happy she's supposed to be right now with her pregnancy. 17-year-old kid, well, he was arrested when he was 17. He's going to be tried as an adult. He's been charged with aggravated rape, aggravated burglary, aggravated assault, aggravated robbery, and you know, the credit card use and grand larceny of her automobile. He's been using the credit cards locally, a block away from where this lady lives. He just is nothing. Now, where in the hell does a 16-year-old kid, I mean, this kid's got a baby face. You know, he should be in school. They know his name. And, of course, you know me. I'm not going to mention his name because the kid's a fool. The parents, where the hell are the parents? This is a horrible thing for a 16-year-old kid to think of. Where does this kid get this stuff in his head that this is going to be good? Who teaches him that? You know, you can blame the video games all day long. There's no way in the world I believe a video game had anything to do with this. There's no way in the world that if he was in school, this would have happened. There's no way in the world if he had decent parents, this wouldn't have happened. You hear on the news, oh, he was a good boy. He did well around the neighborhood. He helped me carry my groceries. You know, he helped me carry my grass. My butt, I doubt that very freaking much. Now, believe me when I tell you I am not biased by any means because of race, color, or creed. I'm not. But the Black Lives Matter movement, you can hear crickets. Al Sharpton, crickets. Jesse Jackson, well, he hears crickets anyway these days. It doesn't matter if something happens or not. All these people, all these black leaders that were at Johnny Mack's funeral last week, quiet. Not a peep out of them in defense of this woman who was raped by this African-American boy. Nashville is appalled that this happened. The Tennessean, the newspaper out of Nashville, published this kid's picture. Of course, he's 17 now, and he's going to be tried as an adult. And I doubt if there's going to be a trial. But how in the world does a 16-year-old kid think about raping and sodomizing a woman, pregnant woman at that, any woman at that, is incomprehensible. No way in the world this should be happening to the people who are trying to live their lives in a normal fashion with morons like this kid. And what's even sadder about it is there's more of them. Unbelievable. We can't understand where this fella's head was and how he thinks this is going to be a good thing. It's a horrible story. It's a horrible story. We can't, I don't want to say much more about it because of the horrific nature of it. There's no information on the victim, the survivor of this horrible attack. I'm sure it'll come out someday, but the woman deserves her privacy, and I hope she gets the support that she needs from the family, and I hope the news media doesn't hound her as to who, what, when, where, and why she thinks this happened. It's a horrible thing to do. There's video of this kid going into the apartment complex, and there's video of him coming out, and there's video of him going down the street and using her credit cards with her car. Of course, you know, the parents need to be held liable for this also, because he committed the crime 2 days before he was 17. There's got to be some kind of recourse to such a horrible story. you can't have situations like this anymore. And like I said, sadly, it's going to be, it'll continue. It started before the show started. It'll be gone after the show started. It'll be after I'm dead and dust and gone. Something's got to be done about people like this. I hope they don't start screaming mental illness and bipolarism and all of that stuff, because it's not about the sexual pleasures that people feel. It's about the violence. And it's not acceptable. So we're going to move on from that, and we're going to go back to Florence. I'm just getting things on today. Like I said, the show's going to air tomorrow, and they're out there on the beaches building up sand barriers, which will help some, but only no one knows how much that'll help. There's only so much humans can do to stave off Mother Nature. And anybody who's been in a storm like that, I've never been in a hurricane, knows that these people are in for, and right now as I speak, as this is airing, are having a real tough time about it. Electric is going to be down. Power poles. So again, throw that out to our prayers and thoughts with them, and have a as good a day as you can in the aftermath. Horrible. Well, it's 10:30.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, we're back after a long break and some music. I want to get into this past week again, more political nonsense from both Obama and Hillary Clinton. First, we'll get to Obama, what he said. He had his suit jacket off, had his sleeves rolled up, had his tie pulled down a little bit, and he was in some type of a forum that was absolutely filled with people who love him, and that's fine if you like Obama, that's fine. As I say to a lot of things, I wasn't a fan, but he claims that his administration started the rebuild of the economy, as Mr. Trump is claiming that unemployment in the black community is down, jobs are up, same thing in the white community and any other community that this country holds. he's like, don't forget that this started 7 years ago or 8 years ago or 5 years ago. It was 2014 that I signed a bill for this or signed a bill for that. Well, you know, if Mr. Obama was so great and so smart, why was his administration not have eyes on the Puerto Rico electrical grid that was so Neanderthal? Puerto Rico's been a part of the U.S. Since, what, the 90s? We offered them statehood. They didn't want statehood, so they're like a commonwealth or something. And they were what they were. We started sending them hundreds of million dollars a year. And it looks like the political people have followed suit to our left political people, and they live in the good homes, and they have $200 shoes, as we saw the mayor walking around in last year, saying how everybody else is poor and they can't do it, and they live in shanties and stuff. Well, you know, where did all that money go? And, you know, it was just, you know, Mr. Obama just threw money at all these countries. Here you go. And our economy went into the vortex of the toilet. Mr. Trump has been bringing it out slowly. He's done more in the past 18 months than has happened in the past 9-10 years. So that's one thing that I disagree with these people. They get up in front of people that like them and love them, and they know they're going to cheer for them. Get in front of a crowd and try to explain what you did and prove it. Not just talk, but prove it with numbers and statistics and your old crew. And prove it to the people who don't love you. Prove it to the people who don't believe you. You know, anybody can surround themselves with cheers and people who love them and are going to hang on every word they say and cheer every time he says that he did something. So, you know, I'd like to see the proof of it. Because as far as I know, as a property owner, I know my properties took a nosedive in 2009, and they're just about recuperating now. The people that buy and sell property as real estate, and look at some of the house flipping shows that are on Home and Garden. Well, a lot of it's theater, but it's true. The property is just, the bottoms fell out. You had people walking away from their homes because they owed $250,000 on a house that was property went down to 120. And they're upside down in the homes because of the economy. So they just walked away from their homes, and the banks tanked, and the banks have these houses, so they got to auction them off so they never get their money back, raises our interest rates for all those years, and now those interest rates are finally dropping. So people can buy homes at the value, full value. So I don't know where... I mean, you know, prove it to me that he started this good economy. And why did he make a plan that's only supposed to take effect after he left the presidency? Oh, yeah, that's right. He thought Hillary was going to get in. And Hillary thought Hillary was going to get in. And that didn't happen. So the cover-up is over. They're trying to clean up the mess. It's 2 months before the midterm elections. And they're trying to hold on to the House. They're trying to hold on to Congress. And I don't think that's going to happen. And that's just because of the lies. I mean, more and more people on the left are realizing the lies and the falsehoods that the past administration has put on them. People feel foolish, and they're not going to vote Democrat. Well, good for them. I'm going to move over to Hillary, who thought that she was going to be in the White House these days. But what she's doing now is she's knocking on the door of the SCOTUS hearings. And not that she has anything to do with it. She's a civilian now. Okay, she's a former president's wife, a former senator, which was just a stepping stone, Secretary of State. They still address her as Secretary Clinton. I don't think so. She's not a secretary anymore. So she's Mrs. Clinton. That's her problem. But she blasted Brett Kavanaugh that he said in his confirmation hearings last week that he referred to birth control as abortion-inducing drugs that set off a lot of alarm bells for her. Now, most people know, have a good idea what abortion is. Okay. Birth control is a way to prevent fertilization. So it's not abortion inducing. It's abortion preventing, actually. I think the guys need to keep their pants on and the girls need to keep their pants on, and we won't have this explosion of unwanted pregnancies and such like that, because Planned Parenthood is a farce. It's been proven during the Obama administration that it's not what they tell you it is. The stories of the selling of the fetuses, the aborted fetuses and such, you know, it's another horrible story. But for Clinton to get up there, somebody who is supposed to be, you know, an attorney, a former senator, Secretary of State, claiming that Kavanaugh. Now, I listened to most of the hearings, and I don't recall that. I don't recall any news media, good or bad, quoting Kavanaugh as she put it, that he referred to birth control as an abortion-inducing drug. So more fake news, stuff made up by him, her, I should say. And it could be a him. We don't know. We never. Well, that's another story altogether. We don't want to create things. This guy is going to be confirmed. He was very studious. He was very smart, very calm when he was given his answers to some of the most ridiculous questions I've ever heard. Al Franken wouldn't have asked the ridiculous. Well, he probably would have. But he handled himself in a very, very professional, judicial manner. And I think he'll be a good SCOTUS. And when the hearings were over, pretty much all you saw was pictures of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And she's what, 86, 85, 86. And pretty soon she's going to retire one way or the other. And with Mr. Trump being in there in the next 6 years, it's a good chance he's going to be appointing another Supreme Court. Not appointing, I keep saying that. He's going to nominate another Supreme Court justice. And it's going to be so overwhelming to the left to have all these people that are on the right on the Supreme Court. Well, that's three quarters of our trip this week, and Scoop hasn't checked in yet. We'll continue right after these words.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Oh, here's Walton Scoop.
Hey, we're back in 7-5 Radio. Walter, I'm by myself. Scoop was planning to check in, and I hope whatever he's doing, he's doing well, him and his family. We're going to get back to some more. How can I put this? News that is news, but not news because it doesn't fit their agenda to some of the stations. Also this past week, there was an attack on a Republican House candidate His name was Rudy Peters. A man, apparently Middle Eastern, or what is that, Middle European? He's got a lot of Z's in his name and a lot of F's in his name. And he had a switchblade, and he tried to attack this Republican candidate for the House, Rudy Peters. And there was hardly any news coverage on it at all. This happened on the 12th, the day after the anniversary of 9/11. And it says here, Republican congressional candidate Rudy Peters, who was running against Democrat incumbent in California, was attacked by an assailant wielding a switchblade while campaigning at the Castro Valley Falls Festival on Sunday. So I guess it was reported on Wednesday. The news of the attack reached national attention on Tuesday. Yet none of the major broadcasters, as I said, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, thought it was worth mentioning. It was the second attack against a Republican in as many weeks. And it was the second attack the networks completely ignored. Now, I saw a little brief thing on it this week, and then nothing. The guy was arrested on suspicion of felony assault and other charges after trying to stab the congressional candidate with a switchblade over the weekend. And that was reported by a local CBS out in California. The attack allegedly occurred when Peters was manning his campaign booth at the festival, according to reports. This guy with all the F's and the R's and the Z's in his name unleashed a string of disparaging, profanity-laced remarks about the Republican Party and President Donald Trump before he made his move. In the words of our award-winning actor, Robert De Niro, while this man was trying to stab him, he was screaming, F Trump, F Trump, F Trump, during the attack, the attempted attack. Now, I recall a few months back where Mr. De Niro got on one of the awards shows on national television and, you know, dropped the F-bomb towards Trump. And I think I said in the show that week that that was not going to amount to anything but trouble. You know, monkey see, monkey do. And, you know, you need to set an example for the entire country, not just your own beliefs. You know, nobody takes into consideration on, you don't like the guy, you don't like the guy. But, you know, holy cow, this is a direct result from hearing a, you know, quote unquote, super celebrity saying something derogatory about the leader of our country. This low life scumbucket took it upon himself to attack this congressional candidate with the F-bomb Trump, F-bomb Trump, F-bomb Trump. Now, you know, if it was a white guy, if it was a white American, that tried to stab a Muslim, especially during the week of the 9/11 events, screaming, you know, F-bomb Obama or F-bomb Osama, you know, or F-bomb Joe Biden, creepy Joe Biden. You know, there'd be wall-to-wall coverage, and everyone in the country would know the attacker's victim, the attacker and the victim's name. Instead, the news ran a counter-narrative on how he was deranged and possibly off medication. They made excuses for this person with all the F's and Z's and R's in his name to attack an American candidate. it's muddy if this man, if you want to call him a man, is a U.S. citizen or he's here on a visa or even illegally. These are precisely the people that this administration is trying to keep out of our country. You know, we have the travel bans in and out from countries. And it's hard to weed out all the bad eggs that are just waiting to do something violently as a matter of popular opinion. Now, when I say popular opinion or opportunity, like De Niro's F-bomb to Trump, this guy repeated the exact words. And he took action in a violent way. Now, these are the people that we're trying to keep out of the country. And the left just don't understand it, why we want to keep these people out of the country. So what they're getting is one less Republican if Mr. Perry met his demise because of this idiot. One less Republican to deal with. But since this guy is want to be some type of living martyr, that his people of heritage would follow suit, would vote in November. And that's what this is about. How many votes can they get in November? It's going to be a hell of a push to see how we can stop these illegals and these animals from voting in November. The left says they live here, they're entitled to be here, but they're not citizens. They're not citizens. They should not have a say on who runs our country or who votes on our laws or even local communities that are loaded with illegal immigrants. If they're not a citizen, they should not be voting. But yet again, they're voting. And these absentee ballots and, you know, when I was younger and I started voting when I was 18, you had to actually go down to your local school, your local firehouse, your town hall, wherever you were registered, that's where you had to go and vote. And you actually had to be there physically. And I'm sure the left has a way to get around that. And that's just not right. You got people that are voting. And it's been shown, proven that people that are dead are voting because they were alive at the last election. And for some reason, they count them in as a vote. I don't know how that works, but that's what I've read. I guess they tell you don't believe everything you read, but it's hard not to wonder the underhandedness in political forums, these people are career politicians. You know, people, they grew up in the early part of last century, right up to the three-quarter mark of the last century. You know, understand that, you voted who you voted for, and whoever won, won. And it was just like that. We don't want to go start thinking that. Jesus, God, this, the way it is now is just unbelievable. And everybody had an opinion back then. But, you know, you kept it to yourself. You kept the peace. You dealt with it. You made the best out of any kind of a bad situation. If you thought Kennedy was a bad situation, you waited until the next president. If you thought Johnson was a bad situation, you waited until the next president, and so on. There wasn't any of this outlash or running after political candidates with switchblades. Well, Coop didn't chime in. But we're going to have him on next week. Next week, I may be in Memphis doing his live. So, look out for next week. I'll let you know. I'm going to be on the cesspool with James Edwards next week. Have a great week. 75 Radio.
James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.